Welcome to our final session.
Sudah tepang di sesi akhir.
We're talking about church planting by the team method.
Dan cara melak gereja kutim.
Today we'll talk about the final process.
Enak orang nyarios ngenaan proses akhir.
We'll discuss preparing and then sending the team from the local church.
Orang ngebahas persiapan sareng ngajurung tim di gereja lokal.
Let's begin with a general overview of the process.
Pandangan umum dina proses.
It all begins in a strong, solid, stable local church.
Sarayana dikawitan di gereja setempat nukiat, kokoh, sarang stabil.
Without strong churches, we cannot fulfill the vision to plant new ones.
Pamintaya gereja nukiat, moal tiasa nedunan visi kanggo melak gereja inggal.
In those churches, the church leaders must plant a vision for outreach.
Ya gereja eta pamimpin gereja kedah melak visi kanggo melak gereja.
Turn with me please to Mark 16 verse 15.
Kali Markus 16 ayat 15.
Pastors, preach this subject in your churches.
Pemimpin wartakeun pokok ieu di gereja.
Place this vision for outreach into the hearts of your people.
Patkeun visi ieu kanggo manah jemaah.
Mark 16:15. Jesus is the speaker. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation.
Markus 16 ayat 15. Satrasna anjeunna ngadawuh maraneh ku kami terek diutus jugjug sakuliah dunya embarkeun Injil ka umat sakumna.
The people of your churches need to have in their hearts this thought that some of us are going out.
Jalmi-jalmi ti gereja sadarek proyogi gaduh emutan ieu dina manahna yen sababaraha tiaran jeuna baris angkat.
And they must learn that from you, the preachers and leaders of the churches.
Rajana kedah diajar yen ti saderek pamimpin sareng tukang khutbah.
Pastors, train your people.
Pamimpin latih jalmi-jalmi saderek.
Fill them with the word of God.
Inuhan ku pangadiga Gusti.
Look upon your people as potential good seed.
Ngali jalmi-jalmi eta teh salaku bini nu sae sareng potensi.
As we've studied in one of his parables, Jesus called people the good seed.
Antara seorang diajar salah saisi silokana, Yesus nyebat di etahi jalmi teh binih nusai.
Have your own vision to raise your people up as faithful good seed.
Tenggado visi kanggo diri nyalira, kanggo ngagugah ken jamaah jantan binih nusai sareng satia.
If you sow good seed, you get a good crop.
Untebar benih nusai, hasilnya pasti sae.
In Alaska one time, I bought some very expensive grass seed.
Dirinten abdi meser pinih cukut nu sae di Alaska.
A bag about this big cost me $50.
Kantong nu saageung kieu pangosna $50.
I planted that seed in my backyard.
Abdi pelat di penggeran bumi.
The grass grew.
Cukut teh janten.
It was a beautiful lawn.
Janten lapangan cukut nu lega.
That didn't happen by accident.
Kajanten ngadadak.
I planted good seed.
Abdi malak binih nu sae.
Look upon your people and say that's good seed.
Ningali ka sabeureun urang carioskeun eta teh binih nu sae.
Still summarizing now.
Masih ngarangkum ayeuna.
Prayerfully help your people discern what is God's grace in my life.
Upamana da tulungan jalmi-jalmi sadek tiasa kenal naon syukurnya Gusti dina hirup abdi.
Know your people.
Kenal jalmi-jalmi saderek.
Watch your people minister.
Sangetan pelayananana.
And you'll see the grace of God working in their lives.
Saderek tiasa ningali sikurnya Gusti didamel dina kahirupanana.
Everyone will be different.
Tiap jalmi janten benten.
Don't make them after your model.
Ulanga bentuk saperto saderek.
They are they, you are you.
Aranjena, aranjena. Itu oke, saderek, tetap saderek.
Let each one be exactly the unique person God has made him or her to be.
Abiyo, setiap jalmi saestu jantan pribadi nu unik saliu sareng kahoyong Gusti.
Counsel your people.
Apagahan aranjena.
Talk to them about their heart's desire to do the things of the Lord.
Nyarios, ngenaan niat manahna kanggo ngalakukan perkara-perkara ti Gusti.
Also be sure that they have their lives together in natural and spiritual areas.
Yakinkan maranehna perantos ngagaduhan hirup nusai boh secara alami boh rohani.
Begin to identify those call to pastor teams.
Pitan kenal aranjena nu disaur janten tim pangmimpin.
Tell your people, I want to speak to you that feel called to go out with teens.
Saurkeun abdi bade nyarios ka sadadek nu ngaraos disaur kanggo angkat sareng tim.
Counsel is very, very important in this process.
Apatah teh penting pisan dina proses ieu.
Turn with me please to Proverbs 15:22.
Tinggal di Siloka 15 ayat 22.
We read this verse in a previous session.
Lamparantos ngaos ayat ieu dina sesi sata canana.
I'd like to emphasize this again.
Abdi hayang nekeunkeun ieu sakali deui.
Verse 22 of Proverbs 15.
Ayat 22 dina Siloka 15.
Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed.
Rencana gagal mun teu aya pertimbangan, baris laksana mun loba nu mapatahan.
I am not wise enough to understand the entire counsel of God.
Abdi kirang bijaksana kangge paham sadaya pepatah Gusti.
So when I felt the call to leave my church and go plant a new one, I sought counsel.
Kanten waktos abdi ngaraos panyaur kangge ngantunkeun gereja, ngadamel gereja enggal, abdi milarian nu tiasa mamatahan.
I sought the counsel of Brother Benjamin, my pastor.
Abdi nyuhunkeun di papatan ku Saudara Benyamin, pamimpin abdi.
I sought the counsel of another man in the church ministry staff who was a prophet.
Oke papata tinusanes di staf pelayan gereja nu mangrupi nabi.
I sought the counsel of my wife.
Di pun bojo.
The multitude of counsel helps to establish the callings of God in people's lives.
Teuer papata nu nulungan tiasa ngiatkeun panyaur Gusti tina kahirupan jalmi.
Now turn please to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
Ngali hiji Korintus hiji ayat 10.
1 Corinthians 1:10. The speaker is Paul, the apostle.
Nah, hiji Korinta, hiji ayat 10, nu nyaris Rasul Paulus.
I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another, so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought.
Petrus nasim kuring ayat paminta dulur. Demi panjenengan Gusti urang Yesus Kristus muga aranjeun tetep sayunan ulah pakia-kia sing tetep satunggal dina pikiran jeung pangraksa.
You'll be counseling the pastors and the team members.
Sareng baris mamatahan pamimpin sareng anggota tim.
Be very certain that you don't have any division among them.
Sing yakin ta aya nu janten pamisah di antara aranjena.
Make sure they love each other.
Aranjena silipi kasih.
Make sure the wives or the children aren't fighting and arguing.
Istri-istri hendak pasia, oke, pala putrana.
I recall one church that we sent that failed because there ended up being division among the team members.
Abdi imut hiji tim nu gagal kumargi aya pamisa di antara tim.
We didn't see that before we sent them.
Eta teka tingali syataan diutus.
But when they got out on the field, the families began to argue. Two families began to argue.
Waktos ngawitan di lapangan, ngawitan kulawarga teh pasea.
And it caused the church to fail.
Samarginya gereja teh gagal.
So church leaders, counsel your teams and your pastors very carefully.
Jadi pamimpin gereja, secara hati-hati papatahan tim sareng pamimpinna.
Make sure there is great unity in their hearts with one another.
Pastikeun manahna ngahiji.
So now we have a church pastor identified.
Janten urang gaduh pamimpin nu dikenal.
We have a church planting team with him.
Tim nu melak gereja nu nyarengan.
When you feel secure before God that you're ready.
Waktu saderek yakin di payunan Gusti.
Then the elders lay hands upon the pastor and ordain him.
Atak para penetua numpangkeun panangan ka pamimpin sareng ngasahkeunana.
And then the elders should also lay hands upon the whole team and formally send them out.
Tas numpangkeun panangan ku sadaya tim sagara formal ngutus.
It's very important that they be sent out.
Penting pisan aranjeunna diutus.
Turn please to Acts 13 verse 3.
Nyali carios padamelan rasul-rasul.
You'll recall we've read this verse before.
Pasti sadek imut ayat eta.
The Holy Spirit had spoken to separate Barnabas and Saul.
Pasuci parantos nangtos gan Barnabas sareng Saulus.
God had called them to go forth and plant.
Gusti parantos nyaur aranjena kanggo melak sareng angkat.
I'll read verse 3. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off.
Ayat 3. Paruasa jeung sarembayang diteruskeun geus kitu nuduan teh di tarupangan leungeun diberkahan tuluy di jarurung laku.
I am glad that I pastor in Oregon knowing that I was sent by my elders from Alaska.
Abdi baca mimpin di Oregon terang yen abdi diutus ka para penetua di Alaska.
You feel a sense of relationship.
Ngaraos parantos ngalukeun ieu di payuneun Allah.
You feel you have taken the time to do this right before God.
Ya kasadaran ti sadere parantos ngalukeun ieu di payuneun Allah.
So church leaders, don't just let your people go.
Canten takinge ngantep jalmi-jalmi angkat.
Lay hands upon the entire team and send them out with the blessings of God.
Pangan panangan ku sadaya tim, utus aranjeuna nyandak berkah ti Gusti.
Let me share now some additional practical things. It is very good for the new teams to meet together very often before they go. This gives the pastor time to get to know the people very well.
Pados tiasa kenal sareng raket.
This also allows the people to discern, do I agree with this pastor's vision?
Setuju henteu kana eta visi pamimpin.
As they meet together week after week, they get to know each other.
Tawis pendak tiap dinten minggu supaya wano.
Turn please to Amos chapter 3, verse 3.
Amos pasal 3 ayat katilu.
Amos
3:3.
Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? Now, a team of people is more than two usually. But this principle is very valid. How can I walk together with a pastor if I don't have agreement with him? That's why it's important to have meetings with your team many times before you go. Make sure that your hearts are beating together.
Pastikan mana orang sami.
Develop solid relationships with one another.
Pangkeun hubungan kokoh di antara tim.
Before going to New York, we had team meetings.
Katacan ka New York, abdi pendak heula sareng tim.
Before going to plant in Oregon, we had team meetings for over a year. One thing we did to get to know each other better. In each team meeting, I would have a different person share his full personal testimony. That allowed me and the rest of the team to get to know them better.
Ya tiasa wanoh pisan.
You get to learn each other's weaknesses and strengths.
Tiasa terang ka kirangana sareng ka tiasana.
So I recommend that future teams meet together in homes many times before they go out.
Dan abdi ngijinan tim kanggo ngayakeun kebaktian ti rompok satacan angkat.
And actually I recommend that the teams have their own church services in the home often before they go out.
Anang abdi masihan saran kitu. Boh di gereja atau nabi di pembina masing-masing.
This way they can learn to worship together.
Cara iya tiasa nyembah sasarengan.
They can learn to pray together.
Diajar neneda sasarengan.
They can learn to operate together in the ministry of the gifts of the Spirit.
Kelak dina karunia-karunia roh.
They can find out if they can tolerate the pastor's preaching.
Lakan naha tiasa nampi kutbahna pamimpin.
It's good to learn that before you go out with the pastor.
Saya nu kedah dipelajari satacan angkat sareng pamimpin.
Also by meeting together, you can find out about the families.
Pami sareng pendak pasti apal kulawargana.
Find out if the children are in order.
Nah, putra tiasa diatur.
In one of our churches in New York, we had difficulty with this.
Di salah satu gereja di New York, hal ieu susah dilakukeun.
We had some children get seriously disobedient out in the new church.
Aya sababaraha urang kali nu henteu taat.
I attempted to bring correction in the family.
Ingatan keluarga eta.
Those team members left the church.
Tim eta ngantunkeun gereja.
It caused a major problem.
Eta janten masalah ageng.
We got over it, but it was still a major problem.
Ya jalan keluar mung tetep hiji masalah ageng.
It would have been better if I had seen that before we left our church.
Eta tiasa langkung sae umpami persoalan eta tiasa ditingali satajan angkat.
Therefore, for these reasons, I encourage you to have many team meetings before you're sent out.
Kuasa eta sadaya kedah sareng pendak, sareng tim satajan angkat.
Also, before being sent out, it's good if the pastor can go make what I call a scouting trip.
Oke, satajan diutus, langkung sae umpami pangmimpin ngayakeun perjalanan ka pramukaan.
This may not be practical in every situation.
Ya, henteu tiasa diterapkeun dina sagala kaayaan.
But if possible, I encourage the pastor to go out first and check it out.
Tapi ngadorong pamimpin angkat dipayun kanggo marios kaayaan.
Perhaps he and his wife can go to the new location for a few days or a week.
Angkat sareng istina sababaraha dinten atanapi saminggu.
Gather valuable information.
Kumpulkeun beja nu sae pisan.
Meet some of the other churches and pastors in the area, if there are any.
Pami aya pendak sareng jalmi atanapi pamimpin ti gereja di tempat eta.
For most of you, there will be some churches where you go.
Sebagian ageng aya sababaraha gereja nu dipendakan.
For many of you, you'll be the first church.
Sebagian ti saderek, saderek teh gereja nu ngawitan.
What a thrill that would be.
Memang pikasieuneun.
Find out what laws may affect your ministry.
Hukumana nu baris aya dina pelayanan.
For example, in some countries, it's illegal for anybody but the citizens to have services.
Contohna di sababaraha negara hal nu teu resmi saha bae nu ngayakeun kebaktian kecuali warga negarana.
In some countries, there is an official national religion.
Di sababaraha negara aya agama resmi negara.
Find out what the laws of your country are.
Hukumna nu aya di negara saderek.
We realize that the laws of God are higher than the laws of the country.
Hukum Gusti langkung luhur tipatan hukum negara.
But we also want to use wisdom in understanding these things.
Rang kedah wicaksana dina paham hal-hal ieu.
On the scouting trip, the pastor can gain other valuable information.
Dina pramuka, urang tiasa pamimpin tiasa kinging wartos nusai.
He can find out what type of housing is available.
Tiasa terang bentuk yang cicing.
What jobs would be available for team members?
Ada melanaon nu aya kanggo tim.
Find out about schools.
Ngeunaan sekolah.
He can search in advance for a possible place to meet.
Cari tempat nu tiasa dianggo pertemuan.
Maybe look for a rental building.
Kayaan bangunan nu tiasa disewa.
All these things can be done during a scouting trip by the pastor.
Tiasa dilakukeun pamimpin salami pramuka.
Finally, the great day arrives.
Akhirna dugi kana dintenna.
I remember very, very well the day we were sent to New York.
Abdi imut nuju diutus ka New York.
I remember very well being sent to Oregon.
Masih imut keneh kenangan di Oregon.
Here's what I recommend you do.
Ya saran abdi ka saderek.
When your church team, planting team is ready, have a full service devoted to that.
Atos tim siap ayakeun kabaktian khusus ngajurungkeun tim.
Introduce the entire team to your church.
Kenalkan sadaya tim ka gereja saderek.
Have the church planting pastor stand and share his vision.
Kunkan pamimpin tim kanggo ngabagikeun visina kang ka anggota.
Let the people capture the excitement of the Great Commission being fulfilled right in front of their eyes.
Padahal jalmi-jalmi nangkep sumanget amanah agung nunuju di tedunan di payunanana.
Then the elders gather around them and lay hands upon them.
Lalu para penetua ngulingan sareng numpangkeun panangan ka tim.
If the pastor is not yet ordained, at that time the elders ordain the pastor.
Umpami teu acan disahkeun eta pamimpin, para penetua baris ngasahkeun.
As I read the Bible, local church elders have the spiritual right to do that.
Pertos dina Alkitab, para penutua gereja setempat gaduh hak kanggo eta.
Then have the elders lay hands upon the entire team.
Tuhunkan supaya numpangkan pananganana ka sadaya tim.
Pray for them.
Anada kanggo aranjena.
Ask for the blessing of God upon them.
Tuhunkan berkati Gusti kanggo aranjena.
And speak the words, "We send you in the name of Jesus."
Taurkeun abdi saraya ngutus dilebet nami Yesus.
I also recommend this.
Tingijian hal ieu.
Take a very generous offering of money for that team.
Persembahan kanggo tim ieu.
And give that money to the team leadership to help in setting up the new church.
Asikeun ka pamimpinna kanggo ngawangun gereja enggal.
Pastors of sending churches, encourage your people to give to this.
Pamimpin gereja ngutus, dorong jemaah kanggo masihan teras, masihan kanggo nu diutus ieu.
This way, even those who stay feel that they have a real part in this.
Nyaogen teu angkat aranjeunna ngaraos ngiring pelayanan.
And ask everybody in the church, pray for these people.
Tuhunkeun supados mangnedakeun kanggo tim.
Now, I'm going to spend a little bit of time on a very important topic.
Aya waktu sakede kanggo ngabahas topik nu penting.
One of the mistakes in church planting is to send a church and then just forget about them.
Karena saya sih kagagalan melak gereja nyaeta ngutus teras hilap ka aranjeunna.
In the Bible, when churches were planted, ministers followed up on those plantings.
Alkitab, waktu melak gereja, para pelayan raskenana.
It is very important that mature ministers come out and visit the newer churches.
Penting pisan, gereja nu dewasa ningali nu enggal.
We never get so old in the Lord that we can't benefit by input from other ministers.
Orang moal ngaral sepuh umpami tiasa ngagunakeun ide ti pelayanan.
I thank God that Brother Benjamin has been in our church 3 times in the last 12 months.
Abdi muji Gusti, saudara Benyamin nganjang 3 kali tina 1 tahun.
Even though I'm not new in ministry, that blesses me and encourages me when he comes.
Abdi sanes nu enggal tina pelayanan nanging eta janten berkah sareng ngadorong abdi waktos anjeunna dongkap.
In the book of Acts, the Christians from Jerusalem planted a church in Antioch.
Kina caras pada mana rasul-rasul orang Kristen Yerusalem melak hiji gereja di Antioquia.
This is mentioned in Acts chapter 11. We won't turn there.
Kina caras pada mana rasul-rasul pasal 11, kurang muali aus.
The immediate reaction of the Jerusalem leaders was to send people to follow up.
Reaksi langsung ti pangmimpin Yerusalem ngutus jalmi kanggo neraskanana.
They sent Barnabas up to Antioch to strengthen the new church.
Utus Barnabas ke Antioquia kanggo ngiatkeun gereja enggal.
Barnabas went over and got Paul and brought him in to strengthen the new church.
Barnabas angkat nepangan Paulus angkat ke gereja enggal kanggo ngiatkeun.
Mature ministers visiting new churches can help to see problems.
Gereja nu dewasa tiasa nepangan ningali masalah nu aya di dinya.
Oftentimes new pastors face problems that they've never seen before.
Tembang mimpin nu engga mayunan masalah nu henteu dibayangkeun sataganana.
But an older pastor may have seen that 100 times.
Panginten pamimpin nu langkung sepuh parantos ningali ieu ratusan kali.
Let's look please in Acts 15 verse 36.
Jeurang tingali carisan pada malam rasul-rasul pasal 15 ayat 36.
Acts 15:36, sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of the Lord and see how they are doing."
Tarus pada malam rasul-rasul, pasal 15, ayat 36, sanggesa dalilah sasauran ka Barnabas, orang ngalongok nurulur di tempat orang bareto nepikeun pangadika Gusti. Hoyong terang, kumaha kayanana.
To see how they are doing.
Hayang terang kaayaan aranjeunna.
What is Paul saying here?
Anu disaurkeun Paulus di dieu.
Paul knows that they have started many new churches.
Paulus terang yen aranjeunna parantos ngawitan seueur gereja enggal.
Oftentimes led by young ministers.
Sering dipimpin ku pelayan nu anom kene.
That's a wonderful thing.
Eta nu matak heran.
But young ministers don't have the experience of an older man.
Pengalaman pelayan nu anom teu sapertos pengalaman nu sepuh.
So Paul said, Barnabas, let's go back and see how they're doing.
Saur Paulus, Barnabas, hayu urang uih deui ningali kaayaan aranjeuna.
Sometimes Paul couldn't come in person.
Kadang Paulus henteu tiasa dongkap ngalongok.
So he would write a letter to correct certain problems.
Kadang ada mal serat kanggo Marius masalah nu tangtu.
Today in most of our countries we can talk by telephone.
Jeuna mah tiasa nyarios ku telepon di sabagian negara.
We've discovered in the years that we send out churches, the telephone is a very valuable tool.
Telepon sarana nu sae kanggo pengutusan.
When we sent out a new church, often the phone would ring, ring, ring.
Terus ngutus hiji gereja enggal, telepon pasti sering disadat ring, ring, ring.
Hello Jim, I've run into a problem. What do I do?
Hey Jim, abdi gaduh masalah. Naon nu kedah dilakukeun?
And so you can follow up on the phone, or you can follow up in person, you can follow up by letters, but follow up.
Geserek tiasa neraskeun ngalangkungan telepon, serat nu penting neraskeun.
In the book of Acts, there's a pattern of teams of mature ministers doing follow-up.
Dina caris pada mantas rasul aya pola tim pelayanan dewasa nu neraskeun.
So I speak this now to leaders of the existing churches.
Tanapi nyarios ieu ka pamimpin gereja nu aya.
God will use you to send out new church plantings.
Ti baris nganggo saderek ngadamel gereja nu enggal.
Remember, they need you.
Pot aranjeuna maryogikeun saderek.
When you plant natural seed, you work with that and follow up on it.
Atuh saderek malak bini, ngadamel nanana, ngawaskeun bini eta.
You water it, you cultivate it, you fertilize.
Kadi siram, kadi piara, kedah ngagemukan.
You continue to care for it.
Ras diperhatoskeun.
If you just leave that new seed alone, it will die.
Pai bini diantep, eta benih baris pae.
Now, fortunately, God never leaves them alone.
Syukur Gusti teu pernah ngantepkeun urang.
But I use a natural example.
Nanging abdi ngagunakeun conto nu alami.
I live in Oregon where it's very hot.
Bilingge di Oregon, hawana panas.
Where I live, many days it goes over 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Deng hawa ngalanggungan 100 derajat Fahrenheit.
So if I plant grass seed and I don't water it, it dies within a few days.
Dan umpami melak jukut, hilap nyiram, sebeberapa poe, benih eta pae.
But I don't do that.
Nging abdi henteu ngalakukeun eta.
I plant it, I water it, I follow up on that.
Di melak, nyiram, terus merhatoskeun.
And now around my house in Oregon, I have a beautiful green lawn.
Kulon abdi Oregon, katingal hejo, mani endah.
My children run across that lawn in their bare feet.
Anak kulumpatan dina jukut henteu di sandal.
Because we continue to care for that lawn.
Guanteh teras dirawat.
Pastors, you're planting also.
Pemimpin saderek uge melak.
You're planting the good seed of people.
Saderek melak bini nusai jalmi-jalmi.
Just like natural seed, they need follow-up care.
Sami sareng bini jukut, bini eta peryogi dirawat.
We see teams of ministers going out in the Bible to follow up.
Kalau ningali tim pelayanan tina Alkitab kanggo neraskeun.
We see the team of Peter and John in Acts 8.
Ningali tim Petrus sareng Yohanes tina Rasul-rasul 8.
They went up and followed up on the church in Samaria.
Panjenengan angkat sareng neraskeun gereja di Samaria.
We see Paul and Barnabas in Acts 14 and 15.
Ningali Paulus sareng Barnabas di Carios pada Rasul-rasul 14 sareng 15.
They followed up on the churches that they had planted.
Aranjeunan miara anu parantos dipelak.
In Acts 15, we see Paul and Silas and Judas and Silas.
Rasul-rasul 15, orang ningali Paulus sareng Silas, ningali Judas sareng Silas.
They went and visited churches in Antioch and Syria.
Ajaran angkat teras ngalongo gereja di Antioquia sareng Syria.
In Acts 11, we see Agabus and other prophets come up and minister in the Antioch church.
Rasul-rasul 11, orang ningali Agabus sareng nabi-nabi sanes aya sareng ngalayanan di gereja Antioquia.
Again, I thank God that my pastor who sent me has come to visit me.
Kali deui abdi muji syukur pamimpin ngutus abdi sok ngalongokan.
He hasn't forgotten us.
Teu ngahilapkeun.
That encourages us.
Eta ngadorong abdi.
That gives us validation and confirmation.
Pasian kakiatan sareng nenangkeun.
We often have questions that we can ask. How would you do this?
Orang sering gaduh perawasan, kumaha sadek bade ngalakukeun ieu?
The brothers follow up on your church plantings.
Dan teras piara gereja saderek.
I want to kind of just begin to wrap this up with some closing thoughts.
Abdi bade nutup ku sababaraha pemikiran abdi akhir.
In this world there are billions of unsaved people.
Di dunia ieu aya sababaraha miliar nu teu acan tarobat.
They are very, very beloved by our Savior Jesus Christ.
Aranjeunna dipikanya pisan ku juru selamat urang Yesus Kristus.
He loves them as he loves us.
Aranjeunna dipikanya sami sareng urang.
But without Jesus they're lost.
Tanpa Yesus aranjeunna ilang.
There are evangelists out there reaching them.
Aya juru Injil nu ngahontalna.
And in the nations of the world, thousands of people are being saved.
Di negara-negara di dunia, ribuan jalmi diselamatkan.
But sadly, many, many thousands are left out there, newly saved with no church.
Nong hanyakal, ribuan jalmi diselamatkan tak aya gerejana.
In your nation, there are almost certainly many new Christians that need a church.
Di negara saderek, biasa dipastikan seueur orang Kristen enggal proyogi gereja.
There are thousands of others who have not yet come to Jesus that are just waiting for a word from you.
Seribuan jami anu nuju ngantosan cariosan urang ngeunaan Yesus.
If there are billions of unsaved, then we need millions of new churches.
Umami aya miliaran jalmi nu teu acan dongkap ka Yesus, proyogi jutaan gereja.
Your nation needs thousands of new churches.
Negara saderek proyogi ribuan gereja.
In America we have churches everywhere.
Di Amerika gereja nyebar di mana-mana.
We need many more churches in America.
Aing masih proyogi seueur gereja.
That's why I have chosen to go forth and plant churches.
Samargina abdi milih angkat sareng ngadamel gereja.
Pastors and church leaders, this is our job.
Para pemimpin gereja ieu padamelan urang.
This is our calling.
Kita panyaur urang.
As we said in our first lesson, apple trees reproduce apple trees.
Seperti yang sudah parantos disinggung di pelajaran payun, tangkal apel menghasilkan tangkal apel.
Sheep reproduce sheep.
Domba ngalahirkan domba.
Churches reproduce churches.
Gereja ngalahirkan gereja.
It's the law of the seed reproducing according to its own kind.
Eta hukum bini nu ngahasilkeun saliu sareng jenisna.
Pastor, do you have a local church?
Pamimpin gereja naha anjeun gaduh gereja setempat?
Your church can reproduce itself.
Gereja saderek tiasa ngalahirkeun.
God has placed in your church the ability to reproduce itself.
Gusti nyimpen katiasa kanggo ngalahirkeun gereja.
The need is great.
Kaprayogian eta ageung pisan.
Jesus looked and he said, "The harvest is ripe."
Yesus dongkap sareng ngadawuh, "Panen teh geus koneng."
But the workers are few.
Damelna mung sakedik.
Remember the words of Isaiah. He said, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
Imut carisan Yesaya saurna, "Ieu abdi Gusti, utus abdi."
In your church are men and women willing to say, "Here am I, Lord, send me."
Gereja saderek aya pamaget sareng istri nu nyarios, "Ieu abdi Gusti, utus abdi."
They're in your church right now.
Arajeunna aya di gereja ayeuna.
These principles apply in any nation of the world.
Prinsip ieu teh lumaku di negara mana bae.
Your churches can do it.
Gereja saderek tiasa ngalakukeunana.
I agree with Dr. Peter Wagner.
Abdi satuju sareng Dr. Peter Wagner.
He makes this statement.
Anjeunna ngadamel pernyataan ieu.
Planting new churches is the most effective evangelistic method known under heaven.
Alah gereja enggal teh cara penginjilan nu paling pas dikenal di handapeun langit.
I agree also with Donald McGovern.
Abdi satuju sareng Donald McGovern.
He says today's supreme task is effective multiplication of churches.
Karena tugas nu pangluhurna dina dinten ieu nyaeta multiplikasi gereja nu efektif.
This is true in every culture.
Aya di setiap kabudayaan.
This is true in every language.
Setiap bahasa.
This is true in every continent.
Kaya di setiap benua.
This is not just for America.
Tanas mong kanggo Amerika.
I stand today in America.
Ayana abdi aya di Amerika.
But this Bible was written on the other side of the world.
Nanging Alkitab diserat di belahan dunia sanes.
Probably closer to your nation than to mine.
Panginten lang caket kasaderek tibatan ka negara abdi.
This Bible is for all nations.
Alkitab kanggo segala bangsa.
This is for you in South America.
Kanggo saderek di Amerika Kidul.
Central America.
Amerika Tengah.
Europe.
Eropa.
Asia.
Asia.
Africa.
Afrika.
South Pacific.
Ke Pasifik Kidul.
From the east to the west.
Di kuluan ka wetan.
North to the south.
Ke kaler ka kidul.
There are millions of people waiting for a word from you.
Ay jutaan jalmi ngantosan pesen ieu.
And I want to tell you, on the authority of God's word, you can do it.
Abdi nyaris kasadereku, kawasa pangandikan Gusti sadek tiasa ngalakukeunana.
You can't do it without God.
Tiasa ngalakukeun tanpa Gusti.
But Jesus said, with God, all things are possible.
Nang Yesus ngadawuh, disarengan ku Gusti, teu aya anu mustahil.
Pastors and saints, you may be saying, could I do something like that?
Para pamimpin sareng jalmi suci panggilan sadek nyarios, tiasa teu abdi ngalakukeun sapertos kitu.
Could I be part of planting a new church?
Hati asa jatuh bagian tina melak gereja enggal.
Could I be part of the great commission to go into all the world?
Areng tina mana agung kanggo angkat ke sakuliah dunya.
Yes, you can.
Mohon sadek tiasa.
Because Jesus said, I'm with you always.
Yesus ngadawuh, kami maturan maneh salirana.
Without Jesus, I wouldn't even begin this.
Tanpa Yesus abdi, teu tiasa ngawitan.
But Jesus said, I'm building my church.
Nang Yesus ngadawuh, kami rek ngawangun gereja.
And he has granted us the holy privilege of being part of that.
Anjeunna pantos nganugrahkeun hak istimewa nu suci kanggo janten bagian ti amanah agung.
I'd like to just close with a few personal comments.
Pribadi nutup ku sababaraha komentar pribadi.
I've been in full-time ministry now about 20 years.
Ari parantos ngering andil dina pelayanan full-time salami 20 taun.
When Brother Baron Gilfillan asked us to do this, I felt yes.
Waktu sadaya Gilfillan nyuhunkeun ngalakukeun ieu, paraosan abdi mangga.
He asked us to participate in this wonderful international curriculum.
Nuhunkeun ulu biung dina kurikulum internasional luar biasa.
For many, many years, I've had a desire to speak the word of God in China.
Salami sabara taun abdi kaduh niat ngadugikeun pangadeg Gusti di Cina.
For many years, I have personally had a heart for those in Ukraine.
Ang taun-taun abdi nyalira kaduh beban ka urang Ukrania.
I went to a Ukrainian high school in Connecticut, USA.
Tras angkat ka sakola SMA Ukrania di Connecticut, Amerika.
I've had a great desire to speak the gospel in India.
Kekaduh niat nu ageng kanggo ngadugikeun Injil di India.
And many, many other nations. I only mention them as examples.
Sareng di negara sanesna sababaraha conto bae nu didugikeun.
But I realize I may never have the blessing of setting foot in those countries.
Tapi sadar panginten henteu dipasian kesempatan kanggo ka negara eta.
And then this opportunity was given me to talk to you in those countries.
Aya kesempatan kanggo nyarios ka sadarek di lebet negara-negara eta.
I prayed about this.
Abdi nenada kanggo ieu.
And I felt the Lord told me this.
Abdi ngaraos Gusti nyarios hal ieu.
I believe he said, Jim, this is the single most important thing you have ever done in ministry.
Di pecantan anjana nyarios, Jim, ieu teh hal nu penting nu parantos tibidamel dina pelayanan.
Not because it's me or has anything to do with me.
Asa kumargi abdi atanapi anu parantos tibidamel sareng abdi.
But because it was a chance to speak to you.
Nang ieu hiji kesempatan kanggo nyarios ka saderek.
A chance in some small way to try to be a blessing in your country.
Hiji kesempatan dina acara nu sepele usaha janten berkah di negeri saderek.
A chance to represent our mutual Savior Jesus in your country.
Kesempatan kanggo ngawakilan juru selamat urang Yesus di lebet nagara saderek.
Brothers and sisters, please take these truths.
Saderek sadayana mangga tampi bebeneran ieu.
Nothing I have shared is difficult.
Anu parantos dipasihkeun teu aya anu susah.
Jesus is totally able to let you do these things.
Yesus sanggup ngantep saderek ngalakukeun ieu.
We are just regular ordinary people.
Urang pribadi biasa nu sederhana.
No better, no worse than anyone else.
Dalangkung sae sareng awon ti jalmi sanes.
But God Almighty allowed us to do this.
Nainggur sinu maha kawasa miwarang urang ngalakukan iyo.
And he will allow you to do it.
Kena baris ngijinkan saterek ngalakukan ana.
You can reach your nation for Jesus Christ.
Majangko negara iyo kanggo Yesus Kristus.
I wish to thank the many excellent translators.
Penuhun ka para penerjemah.
I thank Brother Gilfillan and our host church.
Penuhun ka saterek Gilfillan, oge ka gereja pribumi.
I thank you very much for being with us.
Penuhun ka saterek nu parantos sasarengan.
And above all, I thank our Father God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tamina ka Allah Rama sareng Gusti Yesus Kristus.
In closing, would you permit me to pray for you?
Aku penutup abdi bade nenenda kanggo saterek.
Father in heaven.
Rama nu di sawarga.
Thank you for the good people watching these videos.
Penuhun kanggo jalmi-jalmi nu parantos nyaksikeun video ieu.
Thank you for their hearts to serve you.
Numasikeun manahna kanggo ngalayanan.
Thank you that you're preparing their nation.
Hatur nuhun kanggo nyiapkeun nagarana.
Thank you that you've put the word of God in their hands.
Hatur nuhun nyiapkeun pangandika Gusti dina pananganana.
And thank you, Lord, that you've put the Spirit of God in their very hearts.
Panatas nyempatkeun Roh Gusti dina manahna.
Strengthen and encourage these good men and women, Lord.
Kiatkan sareng hudangkan pamangkat sareng istri ieu.
Drop into their hearts a vision for outreach.
Kasian visi kanggo ngahontal di lebet manahna.
Stir them to do this noble work.
Perakan kanggo padamelan nu mulia ieu.
Cause church planting teams to rise up.
Ugahkan timna.
And to go out and win the nations to Jesus Christ.
Angkat nyengingkan bangsa-bangsa kanggo Yesus Kristus.
We believe for millions of souls, Lord.
Abdi percantan kanggo jutaan nyawa, Gusti.
And Father, we thank you for it.
Abdi ngucap syukur kanggo eta.
In Jesus' name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
God bless you.
Singa perkahan.